Alhamdulillah wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Allahumma inna marashid umurina wa'idhna min shururi anfusina. A while ago I began a series which we have titled Lessons from Seerah in the Light of Quran. I have always a desire to discuss the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So one way in Seerah you start from the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And everything was miraculous of his life until the age of 40. And then from the age of 40 to the age of 63, the period of Makkah, Mukarramah, Medina, Munawwara. Another way that came to my mind and appealed to me was to discuss Seerah in the light of Quran. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was living Quran. Kana khuluquhu wal Quran. Every ayah of Quran being that was the Seerah. And because of Quran, it becomes a living Seerah. That what he did, he never do it as his own individual, he did it as a ummah. That as I have done, you will have to do also. And as I read it and it became part of me, you will also read the surah, it has become part of you. Allah Ta'ala made two surahs will be discussed now. One will refer to the period of Makkah Mukarramah, which was regarded as the typical period where Islam found itself surrounded by kufr. Where the people of Kufr were ghalib and the people of Islam had to be under. Where the people of Kufr had the wealth, the people of Islam were being oppressed because of these people's wealth. Where propaganda belonged to the people of evil and the people of Islam had to listen to a lot of propaganda. وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ. During that time Allah Ta'ala would say, indeed we know that because of what and what they are saying, your heart is in pain, your heart is tight. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ. At that moment they could not fight, they could not stand up for their own rights, you under a system. One surah, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. And the second surah we will discuss is إِلَىٰ جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. This was the period of Medina Munawwar, where everything started changing. Now the Jews were defeated. The battle of Khaybar was the defeat of the Jew. After the Jew was defeated, Islam was just going to start going higher and higher. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam comes, إِلَىٰ جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. These three two surahs are going to teach us a seerah. Seerah means normally we see the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Seerah means tariqah. Tariqah means a path. A path on which he walked and he said to the people, Ana wa manittaba'ani. That it is a road on which I am walking, you walk with me. It is a road on which I am walking, you walk with me. But to get the seerah in our life, you will have to read the surah as Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read the surah. He read it to himself and it became part of him. We will have to read it to ourselves. To get the surah, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. The meaning of it is saying, يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ, O people of kufr. So it is saying to the people of kufr. But the ummah was told, read the surah in your salah. Now when we read it in our salah, who is listening to the surah? Are we saying it to the non-Muslim or am I saying it to myself? Saying it to myself is saying that this is after the salah how you will have to relate to the people of kufr around you. It's an announcement, say to the people of kufr, but it is telling the person your life will have to proclaim this. So first you will have to say it to yourself. So many times you will have to read this. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. O people of kufr. Normally when we hear kufr, perhaps our mind goes to one thing, non-Muslim. Kufr, what makes a person? Kafir is an ism-e-fa'il. Ism-e-fa'il means it's a man who got the act. The man who got the act, it is the act that made the man kafir. Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Rahimullah, someone said to him, make dua, make bad dua, curse the Christian, curse the Jew. He lifts up his hand, and what a dua comes on his tongue. He says, Allah remove the habits of the Christians and the Jews that have come in the heart of the believers. Allahumma akhrij al-yahudiyyata wal-nasraniyyata min qulub al-muslimin. When the one was saying, Allah, take out the Christian and the Jew from the land of the Arabs, he said, what about the Muslim who is Christian in the Arab land? When the Christian and the Jew comes out and they leave him, he is sometimes more harmful than the Christian. How many times when these nations left and everyone celebrated, we finally liberated. But when they left, then the entire religion of Islam, it seems, left with them. The nations that we liberated, and the next thing we knew, 10 years later, there's no Islam. We say the enemy never took out Islam. After the enemy went, the Muslim took out Islam. Because within the Muslim, the enemy entered himself. Kufr is an act. It can make a Muslim a kafir. It can make a Muslim a kafir, meaning my name will still be Ridwan. But because my name is a Muslim name, doesn't mean I am a Muslim. If the act within me is kufr, the name will stay the same. One John might enter into Jannah, and one Ridwan might burn in the fire. Allah save us all. We grow up thinking kafir refers to that non-Muslim. Kafir refers to the word kufr. And whoever carries an act of kufr, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ, we will have to read the surah and say, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read it. He read it to the people around, they read it. So much they read it, that the act of kufr, whoever was now going to carry it, they had to explain to that person, my relationship with you, O man of kufr, يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ, لا أعبد ما تعبدون. I can never ever worship that what you are worshiping. Again, what a question this is. Every kafir, kafir means a man of kufr. An atheist is also a man of kufr. But the atheist worships nothing. You ask the atheist, who you worship? Three gods, four gods, ten gods, you say no gods. Allah Ta'ala says, say to the kafir, say to the man of kufr, that what you are worshipping, I can never worship. What is he worshipping? Allah Ta'ala says, أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَٰهَهُ هَوَاهُ. Allah Ta'ala says, think, have you seen the results? Have you seen the actions? Have you heard the statement? What I will now be mentioning is this era we have entered, which is called the era of principles. A few years ago when I used to visit the United Kingdom, it was only there I had seen it. South Africa never had it. But we all knew South Africa is about 10 years behind. They had something called British principle. British principle means you can be whatever you are. But whatever the principle of the British becomes, the usul, British principle becomes more important than whatever your faith has to say. At that time it was not so bad, because British principles were few. Among them there were those that were funny, which made people laugh. The Queen, that time the Queen was alive, they said, God save the Queen, she never got saved. Now they say, God save the King, hopefully he can't. He's also going in the same road. The Queen, if she likes something, like a duck, I think she likes a swan, if I'm not mistaken, a duck or a swan. So the Queen will say the duck is the Queen's property. That becomes British principle. Now the duck is the Queen's property means in the entire United Kingdom, you can kill a man and you'll get 10 years in prison. You kill a duck, you get life in prison. Because how dare you touch what the Queen likes? Queen's property, you don't kill the duck.
And the queen said, the people of Britain are my property, everyone will be saved. But she made the duck her property. But this principle became so important. That whatever the principle is, you can be Muslim, you can be Christian, you can be Jew. Above everyone else is a principle. Everyone is told to worship the principle. أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَٰهَهُ هَوَىٰ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, have you seen the result of the one who made his desire, his thought, he made death his diet? That's what he worships. وَأَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ Now despite having knowledge that what I'm saying does not make sense, still you see the man going in his road of nonsense. عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ At the present moment when the algae, this alphabet is enough. Alphabet we call it because we said when we were small we said A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And today when they tell the child alphabet they say L, G, B, G. That L, G, B, G is this kufr. And the man who carries it is called Ya Ayyuhal Kafirun. And the surah teaches the people of Iman, wherever you are, if you will find yourself in an era, when a principle of kufr is put up, and you find yourself in an era of Makkah Mukarramah, perhaps for 13 years you will have to make sabr in that era. During that era, two things will pull you through. One is إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ which you will mention. And one is قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ to pull you through. When the Crusaders attacked Masjid al-Aqsa, which was known as the Knight Templar Knight, which was a Jewish at the beginning they called it, now they are understanding it was a satanic group behind all the Christians. And then they put their, established themselves in one part of al-Aqsa, so that they could start digging. And they dug, and they did a lot of research, and they found a lot of things. They were known as Templar Knights. Evil in nature. When Salahuddin took over 90 years later, he forgave every Christian. But whoever was Templar Knight, he could not forgive. He understood that Templar Knight is the devil's man. Whoever was a Templar Knight, Knight Templar, he had to kill. As for the Christian, he had no problem, I forgive you, go. The Christian was the one who killed people. The Templar Knight did not kill. But the Templar Knight was the one behind all the killings. What we will call sometimes the Jewish lobby, and in front of it you will have a European country. A day will come where Allah Ta'ala will make thousands and thousands of Christians on the coming down of Nabi Isa al-Salam, or just before that, and they will look at the reality and they will put their heads in down and they will say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. But the agents of the devil, the agents of the Dajjal, they will go in the battle against Nabi Isa al-Salam. Where the Christian will see him coming and say, Allah's Nabi this is. The devil and the agents of the devil will know Nabi Isa al-Salam has come, and they will still stand with the anti, what they call him the Antichrist, we call him the false Messiah, and they will say, we'll fight against the Nabi of Allah. At that time, the Templar Knight, Salahuddin Ayyubi, forgave Christians. He could not forgive the Templar Knight. One of the things of the Templar Knight, which was at that time already unique, at that time, whoever knows history will understand when he's speaking about when the crusade took place. The symbol of the Templar Knight was a horse and two men on the horses. The motto of the Templar Knight was, we are very pure people. Very pure people, so they had what is called a white lukila, a white covering, loyal cloth. The loyal cloth meant that me, I got no desires. Which meant you are very pious man. No desires, meaning I'll never open my cloth for another woman. But their picture, their symbol was two men on a horse. Two men on a horse meant that my relationship is not with any other woman, my relationship is with the man in front. At that time already the symbol showed, if you want to be the agent of the devil himself, it cannot be a man and a woman having relations. It will be a man and a man, or a woman and a woman. There was a time when I visited one of these countries. This was also perhaps about 11 years, 12, 15 years ago. A friend of mine got a promotion. He heard one of the lectures, he said to me that I was offered. He said, in the class that we work in, if you get promoted, you go to the next level. Next level means of the building. So if you're on this level, you actually go on to the next level. These people don't make salam. They don't greet the people under. You are of a different class. You go a higher level, he said your salary doubles. Then your salary triples as you go up the level. So he reached level 2 or level 3. Now he got a promotion for level 4. So when you come here, you don't know anyone of the lower levels. He said, but I can't take level 4. He said, the only reason I can't take it is my friend told me, on level 4, everyone has to either be man to man or woman to woman. Whoever reaches level 4 will get his salary for a while, and then someone will come to him. If it is a woman will come. If it's a man will come. To be the agent of the devil, a man and a woman having relations, even if it's a haram relation, the devil says, do not mind. To be the devil, to walk on the horse of the devil, you needed two men to be together. At that time, the Templar Knight, when they showed the loyal cloth to say, I'm very pure, means I do not take out my desires where it's supposed to be taken out. I need another man in front of me to ride the horse of the devil. Where it was today, without the horse and the two men, in a loud manner, they have now told everyone become the agent of the devil. Who's ready to jump on this horse? You might be surprised that why is the soccer star? Is he not shy to announce to the world that you know me also? And you say the music star, me also. The reason is that star understands they will no longer be the bright star of the devil until they also want to ride on the horse. They need to be man and man, woman and woman, and announce it big in the world. The devil will not accept as his highest agent except those who follow the system. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. In such an era, and we now found ourselves, when people today are asking, why are all the master groups in the world, the question will be, what made them so master in the world? You say, the richest of organizations, you say, who made them so rich? The very man who put them in front, the very system that put them in front, has now asked them, it's time for you to pay back. Now when you will enter the morning, you will see, the question is, how will I respond when I see a message carrying kufr? My answer will be, Ya أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ. What you are worshipping a thought, you are worshipping a fancy, perhaps you don't know it, you are worshipping the devil himself. I am not worshipping what you are worshipping. لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ. And definitely you are not a worshipper of what I worship. In the world at the present moment, until you take a step into what is called the worship of the devil himself, one step behind is called humanism. Humanism is what's being promoted at the moment. After humanism, they promote Satanism. You might think no one will ever say this. A year, 2 years ago, if we had to say, a time will come where in the school they'll teach your child that for you to be John's best friend, it's not only natural, it's good. People will say they'll never do that. I remember it was a few years ago, in a certain masajid, perhaps I mentioned something which was a little too high. Some people said age restriction. But in the school, no one today will go and tell the teacher age restriction. And then my four-year-old child, how can you teach him this year? They took away that entire age restriction. Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, and Allah will never be shy. There's a time that a parent has to speak to his child, and he has to say that his shyness is going to put you at the risk of falling into kufr. Then forget my shyness. I will have to be open with you now. You have been created to fulfill your desire with a female. Adam alayhi salam, first being created for the happiness of Adam alayhi salam, was Hawa. If there was an alternative, Allah Ta'ala right at the beginning would have made one alternative. The child has to understand what does Hawa mean. Why did Allah bring her? How does a man feel? How does a man get desire? This loin cloth put around him to say, me, I'm so pure. It was a lie. No one can be so pure. A man gets desire. The child has to be told, everyone gets desire. But Allah Ta'ala has then said, I will allow you in certain places to fulfill your desire. And I will not allow you in certain places. Where the person in school today is asking, but what if I am desirous of John? I'm desirous of Tom. I'm not desirous of Fatima and Aisha. Then should I not follow my desire? The answer was also given, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. Almighty Allah says, and we put within man desires. Desires of evil, وَتَقْوَاهَا, and the ability to say no to those desires also. Certain doors were open, you need to, you can walk in this door. Certain doors were closed. Had Allah wanted, He wouldn't have created a door, put a wall. But then there would have been no end. A door was closed, and the door was shut. And man saw the door and said, I wonder what's on the other side of that door. And the answer was given, that because you are my slave, you will live as a slave. Enter in the door which I am allowed to open, and do not ever go near the door which I have kept closed. For that man is Jannah. Humanism means the human body, my human body, becomes so important that it becomes a god in itself. I worship myself. Humanism. La a'budu. I cannot worship what you are worshipping. The world at the moment is worshipping humanism himself. Me and you have to think how far we have gone through this worship. One is the worship of the human body, my human body. One is the worship of the creator of this body. The man who worships this body, Allah saves all of us from it. He will always take selfies. You might think selfies is a game. It is the stepping stone to start worshipping yourself. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he taught, man tawadha, the man who keeps himself down. The devil thought, the one who lifts himself up. The devil said, look at me, I am fire that goes up. He is only sand. Sand became the inheritors of Jannah. The devil going up became the inmates of Jahannam. They said, lift yourself up, take a selfie, show yourself who you are. That man became so obsessed with himself. If he's having biryani, he's taking a picture of biryani. A time has now come where people, their wives are saying, my husband takes the phone into the bathroom. So there at least I know he's not taking selfies there. I don't think there's anything to take. But you ask that person, how can you take a phone into the bathroom? He only takes it in because he became so obsessed with his own lust and desire that he can leave a halal wife at night. He can spoil his sleep. He can take that phone which he became a worshipper of, and he takes the phone with him into the toilet. He sits in the den of the devil, where somebody else will say, أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنَ الْخُبُثِ وَالْخَبَائِثِ. Allah, the biggest of filth is here, I ask your protection. This man walks into that filth. Then he puts on his phone, then he starts scrolling. أَفَرَأَيْتَ. Allah says, look at the result of the man who made his desires his God. That man in the toilet, even if it's Ahmad Muhammad by name, as he looks at that, Allah made it, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ, but come in his mind. Oh, people carrying kufr, we cannot worship what you worship. Immediately he writes, am I a kafir? Immediately he has to put it off. He has to walk out. Yes, Allah, I ask your forgiveness. How can I fall in the act? How can I fall in the acts of kufr which are being held up? Acts of kufr. La a'budu. When humanism happens, this body becomes so important. It starts with a selfie. It lands up that if this man needs an organ, if one part of his body is failing, he will be ready to pay for somebody else to be killed, and that man's organ taken out just so that I can live. It is called when I worship my body. Everyone around me can die as long as I survive. Survival of the fittest. When man worships the creator of this human body, he goes the other way around. If somebody else is dying in front, and there's a little water, and he also can die, he takes his hand, he pushes the water to that person. That man takes the bottle, he pushes the water to this person. This one says drink, he says you drink. Both of them, they might die with La ilaha illallah. Both of them were the worshippers of the creator of the body. Where a man worships the body, he'll never sacrifice. You call it maqdilabi. Whenever I do something, there's some desire I got under it. My body is important. When a man is a worshipper of the creator of the body, he will do to someone and he will say, even if you don't thank me, I never did it in the end for you. I did it for the one who's always most appreciative. When that person says, don't you appreciate, you say, you don't know who you're worshipping at the moment. Why did you do it for him? Do it for an Allah who is always shakur. The steps that people are now taking, it starts with a selfie, it ends up being obsessed with your body. Ask that boy who started push-ups. There was nothing wrong with push-ups. You ask him, why are you doing it? He said, jihad ki sabilillah. He said, mubarak to you. But then do the push-up after Fajr Salah. Don't miss Fajr and then do the push-up. Because then he can't be jihad ki sabilillah. He said, but I need to go jump. I read my Fajr early at home. My friends are in the jump at the moment. In the jump, it was jihad ki sabilillah. It was actually muscles on the hands. He looked at himself in the mirror, he saw one muscle, he saw another, but when he went in the jump, he saw someone with more muscles than him. He came back again, he was not on the musalla. That push-up never helped him to stand up for Fajr. He looked at, why is my muscle not like his muscle? He said, if I need to create a muscle, animals get muscles, they are injected, I can also be injected. His body became the most important humanism. He became a worshipper of his body. If you ask him, now why are you doing it? He said, she won't marry me unless I got a body. She won't marry me. He got married to her then. Then the very wife is crying. And she says, my husband is obsessed not with my body, with his body. He said, I'm doing it for her. I got the prettiest girl on the block. She says, he's not worried of my body, he's worried of his body. He stands in front, he tells this by the mother. Then he took another tablet, he took another injection. He doesn't read what's happening with this injection. It's making your mind go wild. It is making you angry. It is making you scream. The world of kufr, they have already seen husbands murder their wives and chop them into pieces. By Allah's fadl, the world of Islam hasn't yet seen it, because they haven't yet become worshippers of our body. But I can see people walking in that direction. Everyone is only worried of themselves. The selfie, it was never part of a Muslim's life. If he did the greatest of commands, which will come, إِلَىٰ جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ, and remember when the help of Allah will come, an open victory will come, a conqueror will lift up his hands and say, we won. A Nabi and a follower of Nabi will fall in sajda and they will say, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ. Three things they will say. Alhamdulillah, if praise belongs to anyone, Allah, it is not me, it is you. My head stays down, your greatness goes up. There is no hand going up. There is indication to the one who is always up. The head goes down in sajda. Alhamdulillah, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ فَسَبِّحْ. Then speak of the purity of Allah. Purity of Allah. If there is anything pure, Allah, it is only you. I cannot be pure. I am not pure. I spoiled it in so many places of action. In your kindness, you covered up. They saw the madrasa. They said, what a lovely madrasa you got. But I knew in the madrasa, I knew in my own life, in my own personal capacity, I am filled with faults. I said, Allah, amazing is your sattari. How you cover it that the man so close to me can't see my faults? If there's purity, it's only for you. If there's praise, only for you. Purity only for you. Wastaghfir. And then the man said, as for me, Allah, I just ask you to forgive me. The greatest kamal the world ever saw was the entering of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Makkah Mukarramah in the Qamqara. Fath hai Makkah. Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam for a second time brings the surah, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. And when the help of Allah comes, and you show kufr or the love of kufr, ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا, Allah says, Allah, you are champion of kufr. Allah bends this example down, لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, of people who fell. Allah bends this example down, لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, of people who fell into kufr. Who fell into kufr? إِمْرَأَةَ لُوتْ, the wife of Lut. كَانَتَا تَحْتَ عَبْدَيْنِ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا, she and the wife of Nuh alayhi salam, my wife, كَانَتَا تَحْتَ عَبْدَيْنِ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا صَالِحَيْنِ, they were the wives of two of our most selected servants. فَخَانَتَاهُمَا, they betrayed their husbands, they were treacherous. We betrayed the name Ahmad. That name Ahmad will never pull that man into Jannah. Allah says they betrayed their husband. فَلَمْ يُغْنِيَا عَنْهُمَا مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا, their husbands were not able to help them in front of Allah in the least. وَقِيلَ دُخُلَا وَقِيلَ دُخُلَا النَّارَ, it was said to them, others are going into the fire of Jahannam. You like they walk, you walk with them into the fire. It was said the name, the husband, the head of that house was not able to pull the person. The name Ahmad, the name Muhammad, the name I'm a Muslim, the name I'm a person of this masjid, I'm a person of this institute. Names will not save a person. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ, because below, am I a carrier of actions of kufr? Do I love the actions? Or am I walking on the path? لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ, if your road is going in that direction, you worship the human body, you are a worshipper of lust, you are a worshipper of desire, you don't know you are a worshipper of the devil. As for me, I am the creator, I am the slave of the creator of man. He made my body. Because he made my body, if he says to the eye, look, the eye will look and enjoy. When he says to the eye, don't look, then my nafs will say, but why? And my heart will have to answer my nafs. Jaan di usi ne, that the life came from him, not from me. Jaan di usi ne, my life came from him, not from you. When the time comes to obey, I'm not going to obey you, I will have to obey him. The nafs will say, you will die then. You'll say, even if I die, jaan di, jitne jaan di, I gave my life to the one who gave me life. I gave my life to the one who gave me life. Then the man will say, haq duye hai, ke haq ada na hua. People will say, he's a martyr of Allah. The martyr will say, what martyrdom is this? I only return life from where it came. The martyr himself will say, what did I do? When a man is the worshipper of the creator of the body, he will create the greatest kamal in the world. وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw, it was the time of Hajj, it was the days of Mina, Ayyam al-Tashriq, those 3 days where we are contacting the Jamarat. In the middle of those days, Jibreel alayhi salam comes down again. Now Makkah Mukarramah, 13 years, where only a handful could read Kalima. And then the beginning of Medina Munawwara, when they reached the conquest of Makkah Mukarrama, and now you got 10,000. Now you got the plains of Hajj, and the number is about 124,000. At that time, Jibreel alayhi salam comes again. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu says, the last surah, full surah to be brought as revelation. Although it had come before, but Jibreel alayhi salam brings it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reads it. He calls for his animal. He gets onto the animal. إِلَىٰ جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. That whatever you are seeing here, is it my doing? He says, when the help of Allah comes, my job is, he immediately says, Subhanallah, wa bihamdi, astaghfirullah. And he just starts saying, after about 3 months from the date, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was passed away. During these 3 months, his wife would say to him, now when you're sitting, now when you're standing, now in your ruku, now in your fajda, we only hear you saying, Subhanallah, wa bihamdi, astaghfirullah. And in different ways he's saying it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah left for me a sign in my ummah. He says, this is actually the indication to me my job is done. But how to end? To end how I began. In Makkah Mukarrama, وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ. When everyone is speaking bad, we know you feel in pain. فَاسْتَغْفِرْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. In Makkah Mukarrama it was said, say Subhanallah, say Alhamdulillah, continue worshipping Allah until death will come. At the ending, he said, when the conquest will come, you go back to how you started. Again say Subhanallah, again say Alhamdulillah, and then say Astaghfirullah. Innahu kana tawwaba. Then you will see how Allah's special attention will be focused towards you. Nabi is not some seerat was a walk that he wanted me to walk. We are seeing an era of Makkah Mukarrama. May Allah tawakkara make it, they walk out of this era like the Jamaat who walked out and they went for the Hijrah to Medina Munawwara. None of them carry kufr as they make a journey. Medina was called Qaba, Tayyiba. That if dirt was going to come, Medina was going to send it out. That dirt should not come on this journey. Only that which is pure will be allowed into the city. Not one of them will carry kufr. Allah tawakkara make it. We've got a few years in this country. We'll have to come out of this. Perhaps when we come out, we will enter into a Muslim country. Perhaps we will enter straight into paradise. Allah made it wherever we enter. Until the day where we have to make that step, we cannot be the carrier of kufr. I cannot joke with an action of kufr. I cannot smile on an action of kufr. I have to breathe. I have to cry. I have to lift up my hand. Someone comes in front of me. If my face doesn't show, I'm upset. My heart has to show it. I have to look down. I have to say, Allah help him. Allah guide him. I cannot be like the wife of Nabi Lut alayhi salam. That because everyone is doing it, it has now become normal. There's no way out. If everyone moves in one direction, let me also move. But Allah tabarakala left me as to say, Udhul al-Nara ma'at-dakhirin. Many people want to enter the fire. You want to enter with them. لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَدِينُ. My walk is a different walk. Your walk is a different walk. May Allah tabarakala grant us this seerah to this surah. And the next ila jaa'a nasrullah has to change these things in us. Number one, selfies have to come out of our life. This thing about director, photography, photographs, every and anything. Big thing, small thing, giant thing, non-giant, everything. Where's my camera? Where's my... Look at it in yourself. Yeah, I'm not interested in anything. Where's the camera? If the camera falls, the heart breaks. Everything is a camera. It is a step towards self-feeling. Yourself is the main thing. That man who closes that camera will suddenly realize that my Allah gave me 2 eyes. I don't need the camera. Then he will say, 2 eyes. See, my 1 eye is sufficient for seeing everything else. As Mawlana Yusuf Rahimullah then said, then you will think about what's the purpose of the other eye. He says, then you will realize Allah gave me 1 eye to see to my needs, and he gave the other eye to the needs of the people around us. A man who may worship of himself, he has his camera, with his 2 eyes, he becomes blind of everyone around him. He'll only see himself. He'll forget of the world, obsessed with his picture, obsessed with what he made. He'll look at it, he'll dream about it, he'll ponder about it. Only him, only him. Some people committed suicide, not purposely, mistakenly they died because they wanted to stand on the cliff. They wanted to move more so I can get the best picture. That thing was there, the drone, and he is moving. And the last thing the camera saw is he screamed, and gone. Said, your own life, when you worship your life, you give your life. Just to get that picture, where you will stand. Tell him, what will you get out of it? I reached one time in Turkey, there was a woman, it pleased me in Turkey, at that time you wouldn't see woman with Fazza. But most likely she was a woman from one of our countries. So she was standing. From far I noticed her, I wanted to scream that auntie, you walking that way, you're going to fall over in the water. But maybe she knew, but she wanted to be as close as possible to the water so that that camera can take a picture. So from there I wanted to say, but auntie, you in Fazza. Even if you take the picture, no one is going to believe it was you. How do you know it's you? But still, it's me, right? Can't even see you. Allah Ta'ala save us from the selfie. Make us again the worshippers of the creator of the body. Let us not be the worshippers of the body itself. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah.